Live, dial in toll free and ring up what you want. 855-453. Still to come, we can talk about breastfeeding in public. 1-855-450-3733. That's in the news. Of course, you can also take control here and bring up anything. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Just to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about Detroit and the continuous fall, the decline. Of Detroit. Not only has it declined in population significantly over the last 50 years, it's also been declining, obviously, in businesses, just leaving, shutting up their operations or moving them elsewhere. And it's also declining in governmental services. Streetlights aren't working. 40% of the streetlights, they're broken. It's not like they can just flip them on. They'd have to go through repairs, you know, put new copper wiring in, repair bulbs. I mean, the copper thieves have been going around to the streetlights and pulling copper out of the streetlights. So, I mean, these things are in seriously bad shape.
They might as well just pull them down, scrap them for the metal they are.
They absolutely might as well, because they're in debt to the power company. Again, I'm talking about the city of Detroit, not the state of Michigan, which I'm sure is having its own financial issues, but Detroit's really bad off. Plus, cutting back on policing services and other things. Also, just talking about essentially reconnoitering the city to set it up. I don't know if that's the right word. Reconfiguring the city to set it up as a smaller entity, perhaps. And they're trying to change all kinds of things from a central control perspective, and it just doesn't work. There's really not anything they can do. They can keep cutting, and they're trying to cut, but they're not cutting fast enough because they're out of money. They're about to run out of cash. They're expecting to get $80 million from revenue shares from the state of Michigan. But the state is basically saying, we're not going to pay this to you because you're in violation of this consent agreement. And you need to pull this lawsuit out of here because you're trying to get more money out of us. The lawsuit from the city says the state owes them $224 million. And the state's saying, no, we don't owe you anything. And it's just an absolute mess. But it's interesting to watch because this can happen where you live. And another interesting aspect of this is the infighting between the bureaucracies. Essentially, as things get worse for the state, they're going to have to attack each other. Because at some point, you can't get blood out of a stone. The people of New Hampshire, excuse me, not New Hampshire, but Michigan, the people of Detroit, can only be pushed so far. They can only afford so much, or else they're going to pack up and they're going to leave, which is what they've been doing. So, you know, the stone, it's been bled at this point, and now we're seeing what transpires in that situation where there is no more increasing in taxes. You don't get to do that anymore in Detroit. That's not going to solve your problem. There's not really anything that can be done, in my opinion, that can solve the problem besides the government taking itself out of the picture, besides the government backing up and saying, well, we're just going to cut our size dramatically, cut ourselves down to a tenth of the size of what we were, and we're going to get rid of business regulations so new businesses can come into Detroit and create new opportunities for people, create new jobs, give people, you know, the reason and incentive to move back into the city. Stop taxing people left and right. Stop, you know, dramatically lower property taxes so people can actually sell their houses.
But the people in the government were, you know, they went to school to be sort of city planners and things like that. Yep. So they believe that government is the solution to their problem, to the problem here. Somehow or another, we can organize in some way that will solve these problems. And I don't think they can.
Nope, I don't think so either. We'll certainly watch and let you know what happens. Detroit listening, or excuse me, not Detroit listening, Matt listening in northern Indiana. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, hey guys. My first question is, have either of you guys ever been to downtown Detroit?
Thankfully, no. I've only been through the airport.
Oh, yeah, me too, actually. That's what I thought. How about you, Mark?
Yeah, the same.
All right. So what I did an investigative journalist thing, and I found a friend who lived in Detroit. He took me down there, and he took me on, and I'm not joking, you guys. He took me on, and this was like 5 years ago, so I have no clue how bad it is now. He took me on like a trip through downtown Detroit. You know, and everybody says, oh, Eminem, you know, insane clown posse. Like, you know, they claim all these rap groups are from there. The people in Detroit will tell you once you meet them, they'll say, these rappers, like Eminem, is not even from Detroit. You know, he's from, like, this suburb over here.
Mm-hmm.
You go to downtown Detroit, and literally, you roll down the street, and what you see is you see burnt down house, burnt down house, burnt down house. And then you see somebody, like, with a Honda Civic, and they're actually trying to, like, build up a house. Like, one of those people you were talking about who's, you know, trying to...
homestead there in the wasteland.
Yeah, it's a wasteland. It literally looks like a post-apocalyptic world. Mm. But you have these people that look like yuppies. I mean, they're literally, you know, wearing like their little, you know, turtle shirts and stuff, walking up into their properties. But you guys want to rebuild Detroit? I'd have to say you'd have to kind of do something like you guys are doing with that, you know. With the Free State Project and like, reoccupy Detroit, because it's a scary place. In our journalism, what we found, I mean, you even go in any corner. We pulled up to a corner and I had the door unlocked, and our guide, actually, yeah, that's how bad downtown Detroit is. We had to have a guide. And he reaches over and he locks the door as somebody comes over and tries to, like, grab the door, and we had to take off.
Wow.
Jeez.
No, seriously.
Did you guys record any video of this? Did you, I mean, you said you were journalism, so was there any, reporting that went on?
No. I was writing this stuff down. This was, like, 5 years ago. Yeah, I totally should have been videotaping it. Kind of like more of, like, a, you know, something I didn't believe it. You know, I really didn't believe that when you go to Detroit that half the houses are burnt down. Do you know that on Halloween, you know, the day before Halloween, they call it Devil's Night?
Devil's Night, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what they do, is they go out and they burn down all the houses. And I was
crazy.
Like, you know, no way. That
guess they haven't found cable.
People don't do that. No, I went through there, and I literally, anybody who's got the balls to go, I don't know if I can say that on the air, but
you just did.
if you got the huevos to go through there and see that, it really exists.
Thank you, Matt, for sharing your experience. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you are from Detroit. Maybe you don't have to live there now, but maybe you're one of the escapees. Maybe you're one of the people, one of the hundreds of thousands of people who have left Detroit in the last couple decades, few decades. Why? What was it that was your motivation? I mean, everybody's got their individual story.
And every town has a bad section of town.
Sure, but Detroit's particularly bad.
So I hear.
855-453 is the number here. Vince is listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Vince.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, Vince.
Mark. How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I was going to tell you, I interviewed for a job when I graduated from college up in Detroit. That was back in the late 70s. It was bad then. I remember going to Windsor, Ontario to stay and then come back across to,
mm-hmm.
I mean, across Windsor,
from Detroit.
If you go to Windsor, Ontario, it's different from night and day.
Is that so?
I mean, it's clean and it's well kept. I think a lot of the automotive manufacturing jobs moved across the border because they get better treatment over there.
I believe it's true. And or if, you know, if not in Detroit, move to Ann Arbor, move somewhere else. Anywhere else is better than Detroit.
But I just wanted to say, I watched the two California cities and Wisconsin election, you know, where they voted to basically keep that one guy from Wisconsin in. But I'm kind of wondering, how are they going to deliver on their plans to cut property taxes and all that?
Wait, who has a plan to cut property tax?
Well, there's this Walker guy up there. He's talking about cutting property tax.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of local
mayors. I share your skepticism.
That, yeah.
I mean, politicians will say anything, and good luck.
Cutting taxes is always a popular thing to say.
Yeah, if somebody actually does cut taxes, they'll probably get reelected. But I can't see anybody actually doing that because it would be way too unpopular with the political class. But thanks, Vince, for the call, man. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. In Illinois, they raised taxes. Income tax went up 60% there. 855-450-FREE, and they're still having budget trouble. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want, or you can tell us your story. Maybe you are formerly of Detroit, or maybe you still live there. and you want to tell us what it's like, or you want to tell us why you left, 855-453, because things are really bad. We'll continue with that here in a moment in your calls at 1-855-450-3733. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over there. All you have to do is go check out the site at LibertyStickers.com, and you can read the sayings. They're often witty and pithy and interesting. They appeal to a broad demographic. They've got something for you at LibertyStickers.com. And they have bulk sales that, in case you have a retail store or you set up some kind of booth at a flea market or gun show or something like that, but you can get them in bulk, at a much larger discount and make a little money selling Liberty stickers. They'll also make custom stickers for your church, your band, your business, whatever it might be, libertystickers.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here with you and your thoughts as Troy continues to spiral down uncontrollably, desperately hurting for cash. They decide to sue the state in the hopes of getting more of it. The state essentially saying, yeah, we don't owe you anything, and if you don't withdraw your lawsuit, you're going to run out of cash next week. Detroit government bureaucrats, some of them are saying, we don't believe it. We think the state's going to pay us because we can't contract, or there's some sort of legal issue, and we've got a lawyer, and she says this and this, and so we're going to go ahead and take it all the way to the wall. And so we're going to see what happens.
What else would they do?
Yeah. So your thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. Al is listening in Delaware to WGMD-FM. Hey, Al.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Great. Love your show, man.
Thanks. Go ahead, sir.
This topic drives right to my heart. I'm telling you, I was a builder for 25 years from Washington, D.C. I'm a transplant over here to Delaware because of taxes and regulation and government overreach and absolute mayhem in every fiscal sense. What you're looking at, fellas, and, I've been watching this for 4 years, you're looking at the lighting of the fuse of Agenda 21. This is what it's going to look like when they take cities like Detroit and they take places like, with a BP spill down there in St. Louis. You're looking at both ends of the Mississippi River in the center of the country. This is how they're going to divide it. They're going to work their way through.
Hold on a second.
I'm completely lost.
Tell me more about Agenda 21. We've had people call about this before, but what does Detroit have
some
to do
kind
with
of UN
it?
Thing, right?
Well, they're going to use the banks to put everybody in debt and basically trample them using counterfeit documents and other such, crazy appraisals and indebtedness, and steal their property. Therefore, the government can easily bail out with our tax money. We're so weak and indefensible. We're so completely downtrodden and guilty for this so-called real estate boom that we're afraid to stand up and fight the thieves. These people are thieves. Let's make it very, very, very clear.
When you say these people, to whom are you referring? Al, when you say these people, to whom are you referring?
Well, we could start with our jokers over there, the six major banks. We could start with Wall Street. We can start with especially Goldman Sachs, et cetera. But getting back to what I wanted about, you're talking about slums and whatnot. They're going to use the Cloward and Piven, overwhelm the system, turn it into a slum. You've got mayhem drugs. How many people know that these problems with crime are what drive people out and drive taxes up?
Oh, I believe that's true.
It is the perfect storm. But it is the perfect job security.
How does that benefit the banks, though? That baffles me. I mean, they get these properties.
Well, I'm going to sit for a minute in the chair and what's below your feet and get down to the earth under you. If you don't own it, man, where are you going?
None of us own it.
You better damn sight pay for it if you want to stay on it, or guess
you
what?
The government still requires you every single year to give them rent for a property that you quote-unquote own. So
yeah, we keep paying taxes because we're so stupid we can't get past it. We think we're doing good when all we're doing is feeding the dragon.
That much
we're
I agree with.
The
although
dragon. We feed the dragon, but you never see him.
Al, I tend to agree with that, although you will see them if you don't pay taxes, because then the sheriff's department will come and throw you out of your house. But generally, you're right. I don't know if I agree that people are stupid. I think they're just ignorant
or
afraid.
Well, here's how I got my house, and this is what I want to get to. Every mortgage that was written in the last 10 years is flawed, full of criminal activity. You need to get a lawyer. Buy a lawyer. If you got a $2,000 mortgage, you buy a $400 a month lawyer. You keep your house for 2 years. 4 or 5 inches of paperwork. The judges throw their hands up and give you your mortgage. Let me tell you what they did to me. I was a builder for 25 years. They slid in front of me a document that called my XYZ company, instead of XYZ Construction, and I'm not kidding, this happened. Popular Mortgage Servicing called me XYZ Drug Dealer.
What?
Yeah. They slid that document, and guess what happened? I could have had people parachuting through my roof, okay, after signing that, because I basically told them, and what they're basically doing is selling homes to drug dealers. I was a builder for 25 years. My jaw hit the table. But being the smart, critical thinker I am, quick on a dime, I said, oh, my God, I just hit the lottery. I just hit the lottery. And I signed those documents. And they tried to hide them. And they sent me new documents saying, please just sign here and return. Well, I didn't. My mortgage was handed to me in 45 minutes, brother.
It's an amazing claim, Al. Is there somewhere people can go to learn more about what you're saying? Because it's intriguing.
Just have your mortgage audited. Go to a lawyer and say, I think the banks are criminals. I want my mortgage audited.
Is this like a real estate lawyer?
How much is it going to cost you to fight for me?
You're talking about like a real estate attorney or something like that?
Everyone in the country. I want everyone who's listening.
No, but are you suggesting that people go to a real estate attorney? And there are a lot of different kinds of lawyers out there. So
if you haven't started that fight with the bank, you need to. Agenda 21 is being shoved down our throat.
Al, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, it seemed a little conspiratorial. I don't know if what happened to Detroit is part of Agenda 21. I don't know about that, but
I do bet with the huge amount of mortgages going through that his claim that, you know, if you had a $400 attorney, you know, peppering them with paper all the time, that at some point or another they'll just give up. I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Let's go to Steve, listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk in North Carolina. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I drive a truck cross country, so I get to see every little city there is. And, from going state to state, the little farm towns seem to be doing real well. And when you go into Detroit, yeah, it looks run down, it looks rough. But, I've been to some of the bigger cities like New York, Cleveland, Ohio. The bigger cities, they're the ones that scare me, you know, safety-wise. And Detroit is one of the few places I go to that I actually feel pretty safe parking the truck on the side of the street and sleeping.
Why is
you go down there, you don't see many people. You know, the fact that the street lights don't work, you know, you can go to any city and see street lights that don't work.
Yeah, but 40% of them?
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, Steve, if you want to tell us more, you're welcome to. Just stick with us. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Only AAAbatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. Onlybatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit onlybatteries.com. Onlybatteries.com. That's onlybatteries.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want. We're talking about Detroit and the fall thereof. The fascinating example of a failure, the failure of the state. In this case, the state being the city of Detroit.
And Detroit was held up as this Fabian socialist mecca.
Was it?
Back in the 60s. You know, this was going to be it. This is the model of how a municipality needs to work.
Well, their population has dropped dramatically over the years. In fact, since the 1950s, it's come down quite a bit. It is now the 18th most populated city in the U.S., and it used to be much higher. In fact, I don't have the statistics in front of me, but as I understand it, their population was roughly double what it is today, 50 years ago. And so they've been losing business, they've been losing population, housing prices have been falling, therefore property taxes just can't keep up with the spending of the city, which, like most city governments and state governments, just can't do the cuts that are necessary to make fiscal sense. And so therefore they're now in a dire emergency budget situation where they're about to go broke. We're listening to your experience being in Detroit. Perhaps you've lived in Detroit. Perhaps you've visited Detroit. Maybe you're one of the people who's left Detroit. Maybe you are still there. Whatever your circumstance, if you'd like to comment on their situation, because their situation financially could be happening in your city next or your town. Remember, all government bureaucrats have the same poor incentives when it comes to spending, because, again, they're spending other people's money. So this is not a unique case. That is, Detroit is not a unique case. It's only unique in that it's writ larger than the rest of the examples around the country.
You may be, if you're living in Detroit or any place else, looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear. You might be out an outdoors enthusiast much quicker than you had hoped if you live in Detroit. Man Venture Outpost has the name brands when it comes to outdoor gear, and they've got them at prices that you won't be able to find collected in any one place on the internet. They've got knives and ammunition. Everybody's looking for ammunition right now, and you can get it at the best prices at manventureoutpost.com. Scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. At manventureoutpost.com, they're a family-owned business and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You know how important that is when you buy online. They've been advertisers with us here at Free Talk Live for over a year and never heard any complaints. You can go get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com. Whenever I've ordered from them, I've always gotten my stuff remarkably quick. It's manventureoutpost.com.
By the way, I do have the numbers here, population estimates from Detroit censuses or censi over the years.
No.
According to Wikipedia.org, in 1950s, in the 50s, it was the highest with 1.8 million people in just the city of Detroit. It is now down to around 700,000. So less than half, significantly less than half of what it once was.
Certainly not the only municipality to have dropped precipitously.
No, and Steve was on the line, and he is still with us listening in North Carolina to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. And Steve, you're saying, you know, you're a truck driver, you've been through a lot of places. You mentioned Cleveland as a place bigger than Detroit, but in point of fact, the population of Cleveland is about half the size of Detroit. And as I understand it, Cleveland has also been dropping in population due to overregulation and taxation and things like that.
Right. Yeah, a lot of it, you know, has to do with from what I've seen, anywhere you have, large manufacturing areas, I know Detroit has, like Chrysler and GM. When you have those large manufacturing areas, most of the time you have a union for their workers. Well, when your union starts demanding things and they start to collapse, and the workers aren't satisfied because they've been used to something for a long time, they're going to go away and they're going to try to find, they may go to UPS, they may go to, FedEx, another place with another union that's going to satisfy them.
I believe FedEx is not unionized, last I heard.
Are they not?
I believe the last I heard they are not. UPS definitely is unionized.
Yeah, UPS, I know they are, but that's what I see, towns,
sure, and of course when you bring up the unions, I think
when they collapse, the people are going to collapse too.
I think that's certainly a factor, but there's obviously more to the failure of a city than just the fact that there are unions within it. But
right.
I agree with you that unions, when they are given special power and privilege by governmental fiat, they can be dangerous. But I support the idea of people getting together if that's what they want to do. I just don't think they should be granted
right.
privileges
in,
by
in
the
In some
government.
Places, unions, whomever it is that hires whomever has to hire particular unionized businesses. And if you don't hire unionized, then the government's going to come after you. And in those circumstances, then you're providing this cartel, a cartelized situation. And, monopolies, cartels, these things don't work well.
Steve, thanks for the call and sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just in the last decade, the population dropped about 25% in Detroit, going from just over 950,000 to 700,000. So, you're looking at a significant drop in just the last 10 years. 855-450-FREE.
Like the one guy mentioned, it might be for the right person in the right place, it might be a cheap place to live.
Let's go to Chad, listening in somewhere, Montana? Oh, Kalispell. Chad, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Hey, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Awesome. Okay, after that last call, I got one thing to ask you. How long do you think that you, if we dropped you in, this is really not my call, but if we dropped you in Detroit, how long would you last?
Me personally?
Does he have clothes
on? Yeah, really?
Would he have clothes on?
He would have clothes, and myself, I wouldn't last very long. I mean, that's not my question.
How do you know? Have you been to Detroit?
Really? I mean, have you guys been to Detroit?
That's what I was about to ask you. I mean, how do you know? What's your experience been?
Okay, so you walk down the street, people will kill you.
Why would they kill you?
Because you're just walking down the street. Because
the last guy said he feels safe there.
Okay, I got it right now. Here's why. It's because of the government-run thing on the drugs.
The government-run thing on the drugs.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
War on drugs?
Everybody needs to actually watch, like, Netflix. They need to watch, what's that one called? It's called Gangland. They have 7 seasons, and it's just 7 seasons of all these gangs. And when you watch it, what are these gangs funded by? Like, seriously, it's like Hell's Angels. It's like guys from
Colombia. Is this a documentary series?
Guys from all places.
Chad, just a point of clarification. Is this a documentary series you're talking about or a fictional program?
No. I'm not trying to run it my own. No, Gangland on Netflix.
Okay. Right, and I'm just asking you as to whether or not it's a documentary. Is it the 2007 documentary show from the History Channel? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Gotcha. But what everybody needs to watch is if anybody doesn't think that the war on drugs isn't, like, hurting people, or we're not funding these people, you watch that. Watch
it. Chad, I'm with you, man. The war on drugs is terribly destructive. I thank you for the call tonight. I don't know if I have time for 87 episodes, but thank you for the call at 855-450-FREE. I'm sure it's persuasive, entertaining, and useful television programming. But
I like the stuff from the History Channel.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great. But I already know that the war on drugs is bad, and I know that the war on drugs is destructive. And hopefully a lot of our listeners are aware of this. If they're not, there are a lot of great resources out there to teach you about this. But fact is, the war on drugs exists in every city across America. Detroit is...
To some extent across the world, the United States puts a lot of pressure on foreign countries to, and gives them a lot of money to do it, and builds up their military and their police forces in the process. And in many countries, these things are corrupt agencies, even more so than they are just sort of by their very nature.
You can bring up anything. Bill is in Hampton, Virginia, Hampton Roads, listening to WNIS.
Yes, this is Bill. How you doing?
Hey, Bill, what's on your mind tonight?
I've got a question for you. How many bills has President Obama signed? You got to look at that compared to...
Hold that thought. We can talk about it here in a moment if you want. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. And you can bring up anything you want. It's live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquabelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquabelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquabelva. Men get it.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health. But to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you have a business and you got into your business in order to do that business and not handle billing and accounts receivable and all that paperwork and those kind of things, SACL CAI can handle it for you. And they can do it in a manner that treats your clients with respect. They know that not only do you need to collect your money on billing, but you need to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
All right, so we'll continue here with your calls, your thoughts. Also, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you a lot of features there, and they're all for free. However, if you'd like to support Free Talk Live, you may become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that $3 in, and we will invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country. In fact, Mark, you and I just got back yesterday, late Thursday, early yesterday, got back from New York City. As we were at the talk radio convention put on by Talkers Magazine, I went into a little bit of detail about this last night. But ultimately, it's a great opportunity for you and I because it gets Free Talk Live and the hosts thereof in front of the radio industry decision makers and the big wigs. And I got to be on the Talk Rumble panel this year where it was me versus nine other talk show hosts from across the business, from left to right. And so it was pretty interesting finally putting a pro-liberty perspective for the first time ever up on that particular stage. And it's our Free Talk Live amplifiers that are
even
responsible.
Even if it is your hobbled opinion as opposed to mine.
Right. I know you're very superior, Mark. It's the Free Talk Live amplifiers that make this possible for us. They make attending these industry conventions possible. They make advertising the show possible, marketing Free Talk Live to more radio stations so we can get the ideas of freedom put out there more consistently and in more places. So you can go become an amplifier if you'd like. It makes a big difference for us. And you get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only forum, and more. Go get the details. Get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Bill listening in Virginia to WNIS. Now, Bill, you just barely had time to get your first question out a moment ago.
Okay. If President Obama wants to return this economy around, all he's got to do is say one sentence.
I will not seek re-election.
Why would that turn the economy around?
What do you think about that?
Well, I'm asking you, why would that turn the economy around? Hello? Bill? In Virginia. Bill going once. Bill going twice. I'm taking it he either hung up or went into a bad cell. Bill? All right, something's wrong. Bill, give us a call back later on if you have a problem with your phone. I don't know what's going on there. But the idea, the suggestion being that it's all Obama's fault. The economy's bad, and just get rid of Obama, and everything is going to be turned around. What do you think, Mark?
I think that under Clinton, we had, you know, a Democratic president who had introduced the largest increase in, you know, the invasiveness of government into medicine at the time. They were unsuccessful. But, you know, the Republicans were all worried about, you know, the future of America under Clinton. And, you know, these kind of things seem to come up a great deal when you have Democratic presidents. And I don't, you know, the economy was great under Clinton. I think that the economy is what it is, and the government is this this parasitical force, and whether you have a Democrat or a Republican in office, you have those things occur. I mean, the economy went south under Bush. I'm not saying it's Bush's fault, and I'm not saying it's the Republicans' fault. I'm saying it's government spending. Under Bush, government spending increased. Under Reagan, government and spending increased. Under every Republican in my lifetime, under every Democrat in my lifetime, the government spending has increased.
Mark, don't worry. Mitt Romney's going to get it all under control.
That's right. Mitt Romney's going to get it under control.
He will save us. He will save us.
I color me skeptical. I'm sorry.
If you believe that one, I've got a bridge to sell you. Really? You think it's one man? You think it's one man?
Oh, I think one man can make a huge difference in the economy. I just don't think either Barack Obama or Mitt Romney are those men.
Even if Ron Paul were elected,
he'd have a huge effect on the economy.
How is that exactly?
He would pare down government enforcement and government spending.
He could, you know,
half of the problem is enforcement of these terrible regulations, the sort of blanket regulations on businesses. I'm not saying there's not good regulations out there, but I think that these things could be done through certifications and that kind of thing.
My point being, he doesn't get to just walk in and abolish the IRS his first day in office. I mean, there's
a process.
He can
pardon everybody on the docket. Everybody who gets an IRS case brought against him, he can pardon them immediately.
He very well could. Has he promised
one man
he would
can
do
make
that?
A difference? I haven't. Look, all I'm saying is one man can make a difference.
I get
Ron
what
Paul
you're
would make a much larger difference than Mitt Romney or Barack Obama.
But that wasn't the point I was
Four
making.
4 years,
Mark.
I don't know
the,
if that's
the point. That was not the point I was making. The point I was making was not that one man couldn't go in and change things somewhat. Like, he could bring the troops home, and that would be a pretty big deal. Like, Ron Paul could make a difference, but what I was saying was the idea that it was one man's fault that we have a bad economy is absolutely ridiculous.
No, it's a parasitical class. It is the, there's the productive class and the parasite class, and to some extent, everybody who works for the government is part of it, but there are many people that do things that are, you know, important. Teachers, firemen, police officers. I am a fireman. And people who do, you know, garbage collectors. All these people do it. They just do it outside of the realm of voluntary interaction.
The size and scope of the thing we call the state, this idea, terrible idea. The size and scope of it has increased over the years, president after president after president, regardless of what political party that they're a part of. And so to point to one man in the past and say, oh, it's his fault, it is ridiculous. It is not,
well,
it's not living in reality, and it is not one man's fault. It is several men's fault, and women, and all, you know, manner of these folks over years, over several, you know, different generations. It didn't all happen within the last 5 years. It was a long time coming. You can trace it all the way back to Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War if you want to. You can go back further if you want, but I mean, there's some real milestones back there. Of course, you got the income tax in 1913, and there's all kinds of examples of the Federal Reserve being created to debase the value from the money supply in this country. I mean, there's all kinds of things that led to the economy crashing.
Well,
Obama.
Well, agreed. But
he didn't help it.
In defense of the caller, if there's a defense, if a large enough percentage of the population perceived that Obama was the problem and would therefore start spending, in this Keynesian model we have where debt is, life to the system. And by the way, debt is death. I mean, you know, at some point or another. another, you're going to run out of money. In 2005, Americans spent more money than they made. But, you know, if for whatever reason people started, you know, racking up the credit cards as soon as Obama was off, was out of there, then, yeah, that would breathe some life into the economy.
Right, but Barack Obama saying
inevitably it's going to fail, though.
Barack Obama saying tomorrow that he's not going to run again, is not going to do anything to bring the economy back, because whoever it is that runs in his place, whichever Democrat, and whoever it is that runs on the Republican side, it's probably going to be Mitt Romney, is you know, not going to fix anything. Let's go back to Bill. He is back with us here. For final thoughts here, Bill, go ahead.
Yes, what I'm saying is you've got part of Congress is far right, part of it's far left. Obama's not going to get much through. Mitt Romney's not going to get much through unless Congress comes together.
Is Mitt Romney left or right, in your opinion? What is Mitt Romney?
I would say he's more right, even though he's kind of pretending to be left. I think he's more right. But I don't. I'm sure the way the economy's going down, I have a feeling he's going to beat Obama.
What makes you think that he won't get things through the Congress?
Because you've got a split Congress in here in the United States, and as long as you've got that split Congress, then it's like a 50-50 Republicans, 50 Democrats, for just an example. They're not going to come together.
But
the thing is you know as well as I do, the middle class and the lower class are being taxed. Everything you do is being taxed.
But everybody's being taxed.
People are rich, far rich, millionaire, multimillionaires, the billionaires. There's a lady that owns a company that was in the paper not too long ago, national company. She didn't pay one. She's a billionaire.
The rich people definitely have the attorneys and the know-how that it takes to avoid a lot of taxes that poor people can't avoid. That's true.
So you're saying the tax laws are not equal. They're some for the rich and some for the poor.
I don't know if I was saying that.
Let's say this. You're not management, correct?
Actually, I own my own business.
Okay, let's say you didn't own it. Let's say you're right here. You're a bulldozer operator for, say, John Doe.
I don't know if we have time for your example. You've got like 20 seconds.
You're not going to make the money. He's going to make the money, and you're going to be paying the tax.
That's true. Poor people you're absolutely right. Poor people are disproportionately affected by taxes out there. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. That's absolutely the case, because rich people have lobbyists and they have lawyers.
Many poor people don't pay income tax at all.
855-450-FREE. Doesn't matter. They are affected by taxes more than anybody else. There's more coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.